Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
After touching this podcast, don't then touch your eyes or genitals, because it's hat, baby. Welcome to the Off Menu podcast with me, Ed Gamble.
My name is James Acaster, and that warning for me came all too late.
Yes, James is burning all over, baby.
Oh, boy.
In the eyes, in the downstairs, around the back. Not nice.
Downstairs, upstairs, in my nightgown.
So the Off Menu podcast is a food-based podcast where we have a special guest on and we ask them a series of taxing questions, James.
Questions like their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink. It's a dream restaurant. I'm a genie. Ed is the proprietor.
I am the proprietor. We've never really nailed down what my job is in the dream restaurant, really.
The maitre d'.
Yeah.
The maitre d', I think.
The maitre d', sure. But, I mean, within the restaurant, I guess it makes sense that you're asking them what they want.
Yes.
But then I'm just sort of stood next to you, sort of picking apart their choices and wanting to discuss them more. If anything, it's the most annoying restaurant in the world.
Well, some might say it. Not me. I think it's the best thing ever. And I hope that our guest this week thinks it's the best thing ever as well and thinks we're charming and thinks the whole concept is fun. Diane Morgan!
Diane Morgan is our guest. Wonderful comedian, actor, writer... You know, from many things. Philomena Kunk.
Philomena Kunk. Motherland.
Yes. Does loads of stuff with Charlie Brooker, with Ricky Gervais as well.
Yeah.
She's in Afterlife. Just brilliant.
Always knocks it out the park, Diane Morgan. We're big, big fans and very excited to have her on. She's got a new series coming out called Mandy. Watch that.
We're excited to watch that. But we're even more excited to find out what her choices are, James. And of course, this episode was recorded remotely over the internet because we're still in lockdown. This is the new world. This series is going to be a big old mix of face-to-face ones and ones we recorded online.
Some of them were recorded in America. Some of them were recorded over Zoom in our homes on the hottest day of the year. See if you can tell which is which.
But despite all this, if she picks a secret ingredient, which we have decided on, we will be asking her to leave the restaurant. And this week, the secret ingredient is rice paper. Rice paper. Yeah, sort of edible paper that you find in things. I don't see the point of it. I don't think they've actually made it taste enough different to real paper.
Yeah, I don't like real paper. I hated that kid in class who would always eat paper to show off.
I would have thought you'd be that kid.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you'd be the paper eater and the guy who chewed an ink cartridge and got a blue mouth. I would have had you down as that.
Yes, and do you know what? There but for the grace of God go I, because I think I probably would have done those things had I not seen a stupid kid do it first and realise how gross it was and ridiculous. If no other kid had done it before me, I probably would have given that a go.
I tell you why, because you remind me a little bit of a boy at my school who did all of those things. Mm-hmm. And we might have talked about him before, but he used to eat ink, eat paper. And have I told you about his story about the boy in the bubble?
No, you haven't.
We got given a title for it. You know, when you get given a title for a story and you have to go and write your version of it. And the title was The Boy in the Bubble. Yeah. And everyone else did like two or three sides. And his story was as follows. One day there was a boy born in a bubble. One day he landed on a pin in France. The end.
That's a good story.
Yeah, it's a good story. He might have been a genius, but he did have a blue mouth. So let's hear from the brilliant Diane Morgan. Diane Morgan, welcome to the Dream Restaurant.
Hello.
Welcome, Diane Morgan, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Now, it's series four. It's series four of this podcast. In series one, I had to explain a lot that James was a genie. But quite often the guests come now prepared for the fact that James is a genie waiter. But Diane looked absolutely baffled by that appearance. Did you know James was going to be a genie waiter, Diane?
Nope.
Not ready for it? What did you think I was before Ed said genie waiter? After what I did, what did you think had happened?
Nothing. I didn't really think anything. I don't know what this is. I don't know what is going on, but I'm coping. So you're a genie waiter?
Yes.
Okay.
I can get you any food from any time in your life, any place in the world.
Is that what genie waiters do?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
Big time. I can get you any food you want. You're in the Dream Restaurant now.
Oh, my God. This is better than I thought.
When James made that noise, there was nothing popped up in your head. You weren't worried about it.
What, the noise, that whoosh noise?
Yeah. What do you think was happening?
I don't know. I thought he had something stuck in his throat, maybe.
Yeah.
It does sound more like a cat getting rid of a furball than it does a genie.
What is it meant to be, that noise?
Bursting out of the lamp, and there's like smoke and fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that.
No, pop a bit of your sound effects on after, couldn't you?
Yeah, we could do, but we've got a lazy producer who doesn't really like to do any of that stuff.
It's a really good point that we could do all of that, but we never have, sadly.
No.
But welcome to the Dream Restaurant.
Thanks for having me.
Do you eat out a lot?
No, not tons. And when I do eat out, I sort of eat out at the same places. I don't really branch out.
Top three places where you'd go?
Probably local places. I eat at Chow Bella on Lamb's Conduit Street. Do you know it?
No. What's Lamb's Conduit Street? That sounds like a hilarious name.
It's in Bloomsbury. It's a lovely street. In Bloomsbury. And it's an Italian restaurant where you can sit outside on these long tables. So it's lovely. It's like they recreate a holiday atmosphere.
Is it a chain restaurant, Chow Bella?
No, I'm getting mixed up
with Bella Pasta. Oh.
Independent. Chow Bella. Probably the Union in Soho. Do you know the Union?
No.
I think I've been to the Union.
It's a club.
A nightclub?
What kind of cuisine?
Sort of, you know, European stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, chips, you know, whatever you like.
European chips, yeah?
I love curry, and I used to love Gaylord before it closed down.
That's the central. That's like Oxford Circus-y way, isn't it? Yeah.
It was lovely, that place, but that closed down. But I love an Indian takeaway, or I will sit in.
What is your standard Indian takeaway order?
Standard. Ooh. It would be chicken bhuna.
Yeah.
Coconut rice or Peshwari naan. If I'm going for a Peshwari naan, I'll have plain rice. Because I don't want too much coconut.
I was going to say, it's an overload on... If you have Peshwari naan, coconut rice, and then a bounty for pudding, it's just too much, isn't it?
Too much.
Do you like a bounty?
Yeah, I do, actually. I like a lot of coconut. Sag paneer or sagaloo.
Yeah.
That's it.
Do you have like a half a coconut full of sagaloo and you eat it out of there?
No, I just have it on a plate.
Interesting.
And what would you drink with the curry? Because just before we started recording, we commented that you're drinking a shandy.
I'm having a shandy, yeah. I'd have it with lager. I can't understand these people that have it with a glass of wine.
What?
Curry with a glass of wine.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about shandy there. I thought you were like...
No.
I thought you were like, shandy I like with lager. Some people do it with a glass of wine.
No, I can't understand those people either.
A lager. No, you can't have wine.
Yes, it's my favourite lager in the world.
Now, this is a new discovery for us, Diane, that James's new favourite lager in the world, regardless of whether he's eating a curry or not, is a Cobra, which I think is pathetic.
Mine too!
Oh, no.
Yes!
Yes.
Oh. You let the word pathetic slip out your mouth pretty prematurely.
Well, I think our guest is pathetic.
I'm not a drinker. I wouldn't describe myself as a drinker.
You're drinking a shandy at 4 p.m.
It's summer. It's lovely.
It's very, very hot today.
But I don't drink, but I love a Cobra.
Love
Cobra
it.
Cobra is the best.
Yes. I have got hooked on Cobras all over again. I love them. The other day, I guess I'd had too many Cobras too many days in a row, and I had to take a break, and I had an Asahi instead.
Yeah.
But
yeah. What's the other one? Kingfisher. When they offer me Kingfisher, I'm like, no, Kingfisher's not the same. It's got to be Cobra.
I like Tsingtai, is it?
I haven't had that.
Is that one?
Don't know.
Tsingtao? Is it Tsingtao? Yeah, Tsingtao.
I like Tsingtao. I like Cobras. I like Sapporo. I like...
You're really taking a big old journey all over Asia here, James.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's what the pandemic has brought out in me. I'm going to travel all over Asia and drink all the beers.
I think drinking a Cobra when you're not having a curry is madness.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's specifically engineered to have less gas so you can fit more curry in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's just a glutton's lager.
It's not, though. It tastes different.
Yes.
I think it's well on its way to being a shandy, a Cobra, isn't it?
It's slithering over there, isn't it?
It's a hop and a step, I think, to a shandy. Yeah. It's not got that bitterness.
No, it's just refreshing. And Ed's like, oh, it's meant to make more room in your stomach for curry. It makes more room in my stomach for more Cobra, Ed.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
Is part of it...
A little basket of snakes, my stomach.
Do you like drinking it because it's called Cobra and it makes you feel like a cool person because it's like a dangerous snake?
Is that a question to me? Or
to both of you.
No.
Pathetic Cobra people.
Their name's got nothing to do with it.
It doesn't
matter. It could be called Shitbox Sunday and still drink it.
Yes. But would you try it? If it was called Shitbox Sunday,
yeah.
And they said, oh, we've got a couple of beers on tonight.
We've got
Kingfisher and we've got Shitbox Sunday. Would you have ever tried it?
Of course you're going to go for Shitbox
That's true.
Sunday.
I would have ordered a Shitbox
what
Sunday.
What would put you off? How far would it have to go really badly? This will give you COVID. Mm.
Yeah, if it was, like, called something that, I don't know, that sounded like I'd get a disease.
Or... We've done something really bad in this bottle.
If it was a specific insult to, like, any of my family members, I'd be
like... Oh, that's
be like,
good, yeah, personal.
I'd be like, A, I'm not contributing to this company, and B, how did you know I was coming today?
Yeah, your auntie's a moron.
Yeah.
Lager.
Yeah.
How did you get that picture of her for the label? That's really upsetting.
Yeah, if they use, like, your family members as the labels... Photos of people in your family.
Yeah, I think that would be the only thing that would put me off because I like bad boy lager names. Bad boy lager names.
Oh,
you could call it like devil's blood or something, and I'd be like, pour me one of those. Pour me a devil's blood.
He would also listen to a band called Devil's Blood.
I would.
He would probably make friends with someone who would change their name to Devil's Blood. You'd hang out with that person, especially if they wore a top hat.
Yes, I would. And I'd make someone friends with someone called David Blood because it sort of looks a bit like Devil's Blood if you squint.
If you met David Blood?
David Blood, yeah.
In your head, what's... I'll ask this to Diane. When you imagine David Blood, what kind of a person do you think he is?
Immediately, sort of Dracula type comes to mind. Black hair, cape.
Yeah. What's his job?
Computer analyst.
Yeah, I thought that.
Yeah. Mm. I think he'd be like a sort of very button-down nerd kind of guy, David Blood. Mm. I don't imagine him as a vampire because that would be a very bad cover for being a vampire if he was trying to keep it secret and he called himself David Blood.
Yeah. Mm.
How do you feel about the drink Bloody Marys then?
Love a Bloody Mary. Very few people can get it right though, can they?
Absolutely. My last tour, we tried everywhere we went to find the best Bloody Mary, and when they get it wrong, they really get it wrong.
It's awful. It's
disgusting.
It is awful. I had a really bad one on Singapore Airlines.
Go on. Break it down.
A Brit Vic tomato. You know those little bottles of Brit Vic tomato in a glass.
Ugh.
No, nothing else apart from, you know, what else did they put in it? Vodka.
Vodka.
Vodka, that's it. Didn't put anything else in. Jeez. It was disgusting.
That's not a Bloody Mary. That's just blood.
The Eagle pub in Islington does a good Bloody Mary.
Shout out.
It's got loads of bits in it.
Yeah, what are the bits?
Yeah, the bits. What do they put in it? Pepper? Soy sauce? Is that what they put in?
Pepper, absolutely.
What's that brown stuff? Worcester sauce.
Worcester sauce,
not soy sauce.
Worcestershire?
Worcestershire sauce. Garlic? No.
No, not garlic.
Celery.
But you could put garlic in it. I tried making one during lockdown. It was a nightmare. I used too much vodka, and then I bought like a bottle of spice mix, and then used far too much of that as well. And it was just it was like drinking a curry. It was really bad.
It's not easy.
You got to get that. It's a fine balance.
It's a fine line, isn't it? And do you edit this?
Not this bit.
No.
Especially not the bit where you said, "Do you edit this?"
This is what people sign up for, if anything. I think this might even be the third or fourth time we've had this conversation on the podcast.
Yeah, it's definitely going in.
It makes it in every single time. People like to hear the Bloody Mary chat, what we like in a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
And I know some people at home, screaming at their computers or whatever they're listening to this on, being like, James, mention that you like brine in it. Why aren't you mentioning that you like the olive brine? And they know I like olive brine in my Bloody Mary. And I do. I'm still the same. Don't worry.
Don't you worry about the editing, Diane. Every time you feel like it's going down a boring path, please bear in mind that's what our listeners enjoy.
They do, don't they? That's what people want in a podcast. I don't listen to any podcasts. Are you a podcast listener?
No way.
I don't get it at all. No. I'm just not. People keep telling me to, listen to this one about a murder.
Yeah.
There was a murder. Uh-huh. And I listen, I'm just so bored. I'll get about 3 episodes in, I'm like, I don't care who's dead, who's alive.
Still or sparkling water, Diane?
Still, every time.
How long has that been a rule for?
For as long as I can remember. I mean, you know, when I first tried sparkling water, I remember it thinking, it tastes a bit sort of weird, doesn't it? The gas, you can taste the gas, and it makes you burp. So if you're doing a lot of voiceovers like me, you do not want sparkling water.
What if Cobra released their own sparkling water with reduced gas to make sure that you didn't burp and still had room for your curry?
I'm intrigued. Well, as Ed said earlier, the beautiful thing about Cobra the lager is that it has reduced gas in it to make more room for your curry in your tummy.
Even less gas, you mean? What if it had even less gas? They could put more gas in. I'd still love that stuff.
But what if they release their own sparkling water with reduced gas, say 50% gas?
It's not about the gas, Ed. It's not about the gas.
Well, you did say it was about the gas.
It's about the taste.
Right.
Well, the lager, obviously, if you're offering me waters, then, yeah, it is about the gas. I don't want gas. Gas should not be in water. Well, I don't know where it should be. Pipes?
In the air, I guess.
Yeah.
Are river snakes real snakes? Is there a snake called a river snake?
River snake.
Just trying to think of a
name. Sounds like it should be a river
snake. If Cobra did a water, what you could call it. What kind of snakes might...
Water snake. Sea worm, yeah.
Sea worm, yeah.
That's what I call prawns. I hate prawns. Dirty sea worms.
Dirty little sea worms.
Dirty little sea worms treading water outside outlet pipes. Bottom feeders, I call them.
Yeah? What situations have you been in where you've called them that?
First time, probably Greece.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in Greece. Fresh prawns, and they were very fresh. They were moving on the plate. I said, dirty sea worms. Never having them.
When you say sea worms, are you talking about as in the ocean worms, or are you saying sea worms like you want to call them something even worse?
The letter C.
Oh, sea. No, sea as in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
Dirty sea worms. Oh, not dirty worms.
No.
It sounded like that's... I think because worms sounds like words as well.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded a little bit like you're saying sea words. Yeah, yeah. Like you really
didn't. No, I can
like
see
them.
Where the confusion happened.
Why were these prawns... live on the plate?
Yeah.
The waiter was really sort of like proud of his prawns, and he said, "We've got the freshest prawns." Uh-huh. And I didn't like prawns anyway. I'd never tried any, but I just didn't like the look of them.
Mm.
And then they brought them over and they were moving about.
Oh, so this is before anyone had ordered them. This was before they'd cooked them. They were like, here's what they're gonna...
No. They'd been ordered, not by me, but someone else in our group.
But they then took them away and cooked them, right? They didn't just
leave...
They took them away and cooked them, and they brought them back,
and they were moving.
Still moving.
Oh, no, hang on.
When they brought them back.
I don't believe that.
Going like
I'm
this.
I'm sorry, Diane.
So they cooked them. These were zombie prawns.
They were still moving.
I think when they cook them, they die.
Yeah.
These were still alive. I don't know what they'd done to them. Maybe they'd parboiled them not long enough or something.
So the waiter was very proud of the prawns. And then within earshot, when he was in earshot, did you call them dirty sea worms?
I probably did it under my breath.
That's good. Because you don't want to break that guy's heart.
Mm. No, true.
Well, you might not immediately know. You go away and just go on Google Translate and see what dirty sea worms means in Greek.
Disgusting, man. Oh, calamari. God.
You don't like calamari?
It's just like rubber wheels, little rubber elastic bands.
Yeah.
That taste of the sea.
Do you not like seafood in general? Is this like?
Yeah, I don't like any sea. I like fish, but anything weird, no.
So you like the headliner of the sea?
What's the headliner?
Fish.
The fish.
Oh, fish, right, yeah.
Fish is
yeah.
the big daddy.
I like fish, yeah.
Fish is the original sea creature.
Just nothing sort of rubbery and weird.
So prawns are dirty sea worms. Calamari are rubber wheels. And do you have a nickname for octopus?
No, I don't.
Do you want to workshop one now?
You could do, yeah, all right.
The next time you're there, someone octopus. Says, do you want some octopus? Yeah. And how would you describe the taste of octopus?
I've never tasted it.
Not even tasted it?
Because a boy at my drama school, he brought some in for his lunch in a jar. Have you seen that? You can get like a jar of mini octopi.
Yeah.
And they were like jam-packed into this jar and their little faces were against the glass like that. And he had a fork and he was like eating them.
He's really going for it.
That's disgusting, isn't
who
it?
Who was this? Who was this boy?
Awful.
Does he get any work now?
Don't know. Lost touch with him.
Yeah, I should imagine so.
Pomodums or bread?
Do what?
Pomodums or bread, Diane?
Oh, poppadoms or bread. I thought you said problems or bread. Poppadoms.
Yeah.
I know you're a curry fan. Yeah.
I knew we were heading there.
Yeah, I like bread, though.
Bread's been historically the most popular choice, so we're always excited when someone picks poppadoms, Diane. Yeah. Are you going with all the sauces?
What do you mean, all the sauces? Oh, sauces.
What did you think?
Sauces.
As in where they come from.
Yeah. All the sauces. Lime pickle.
Every curry house.
I love lime pickle.
Yeah.
Love it.
This is the kind of chat I like. Did you always like it?
Yeah, straight off. Love this
really?
Stuff. Yeah.
I'm going to say now, this is surprising and I'm a bit confused because what we talked about so far is you looking at sea creatures being like, disgusted. And then lime pickle immediately on board with your whole life.
Limes don't have eyeballs for a kickoff.
Yeah.
There is nothing weird in a lime. You're safe. You're safe having a lime, aren't you? It's just limes. Sure. What else is in there? Chili or something? Oil?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you meant what else is in a lime. It's just lime.
Yeah, that's
100%. Yeah, no, in a lime pickle jar.
Yeah.
What's in it? Oil, limes, chili, what else? Don't know.
The first time you tasted it, was it not confusing?
No, it was lovely. And I thought, there's nothing to fear, is there, with lime pickle?
No.
What's your main fear of octopus, though?
That I'll eat, like, tiny organs.
I see, yeah, actually, that's a big fear.
They'll get stuck between my teeth.
Yeah, or that you eat a tentacle and all the suckers get stuck on your throat while you're trying to swallow it.
Tentacles.
That sort of
thing. Suckers.
That.
Oh, suckers. My God. Mango chutney I like. It's always got to be pataks, though, hasn't it, if you're getting it from a supermarket?
Pataks seem to have a monopoly or a sort of iron grip over the supermarket chutneys, yeah.
Because they're the best.
Do you think they're the best?
I've never heard of
pataks. They tried to improve on the lime pickle recipe a while back, but so many people complained that they went back to the original lime pickle recipe. Did you say you're not going to edit this?
I've never had pataks. I've never even heard of pataks.
Oh my God, wake
You've
up.
Definitely had pataks, man. You're just not reading
pataks.
The jar. Yeah, come on. You've had pataks.
Well, you must have had pataks.
I don't think so. My mum made her own chutneys when we were growing up.
Oh.
We had homemade chutney.
But what's your mum's name? Remember?
Diane
Patak.
Oh, really?
So think it through.
Yes, Diane Pataks. Yes. That makes sense. That's why we're so rich.
What chutneys did your mum used to make?
Plum.
Plum chutneys.
As far as I can remember. Apple.
Remember she listens to this, and if you forget what chutneys she makes, she'll be very upset.
Tomato. Come on.
I'm so sorry.
James.
The pressure.
Apple, plum, tomato.
Jesus,
pear, I want to say. Probably a meat one of the meat ones.
Meat chutney, I don't think
so.
Any
meat ones?
Is there a meat chutney? I doubt it.
I think that might be all. I mean, maybe that was all the apricots. No? Oh, I'm just remembering.
I think fruits. That's a jam, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of jams now.
Preserves, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm. Preserve family. Are preserves just jam and chutney? Or does it go outside of that gang?
I don't know. I do
preserve
not know.
Gang. Does lemon curd make it in? It's interesting, though. Preserves, jam and chutney, I know, are in that gang. I'm wondering if lemon curd makes it in the gang. And
isn't
also,
that just a spread?
Is it a spread or a preserve? And I would quite like some lemon curd now I've remembered it exists.
Lemon curd's on a very exclusive list of things that when you think about them, you really want them, but you would never put them on a shopping list because they feel like they're from the past. Lemon curd, cream soda is another one of those.
Mm-hmm. It's the sort of things you get in a hamper, isn't it?
Yes. Or jams. The sort of thing the Famous Five would have taken on for a picnic.
Also, I love lemon curd itself, but I never really know what to spread it on. I don't think it tastes that nice on bread, or toast, or crumpets, or a breakfast muffin. I just don't know what I would actually want to spread. I think about it, think, oh, that would be great, some lemon curd, but actually, I think toast is out in front there.
Would you have lemon curd if there was no mango chutney in the cupboard?
Yes.
Would you use lemon curd instead?
On your poppadom?
On your poppadom, Diane.
I wouldn't give it house room, lemon curd.
Wouldn't give it house room?
No.
Picture this, Diane.
Yeah.
You're in a curry house and you've ordered your poppadoms and then they bring the dips out and they say, we couldn't find the dips that you wanted, but what we have got is, and we've plated them all up for you here, we've got lemon curd, marmalade, ranch dressing, and toothpaste.
Jesus.
What's your first one?
What's the first one?
First of all, I hate it when lime pickle doesn't come out.
Yeah.
When they bring out that one that looks like grass clippings. What's that one? Looks like mint sauce. Bring out lime pickle. Yeah. We've been over this.
Well, I just want to know what you need.
I feel sorry for people.
Out of the lemon curd, marmalade.
Out of those dips that we listed.
Which one would you have with a poppadom?
Lemon curd,
marmalade, ranch dressing and toothpaste.
Plus marmalade. I'd have to go marmalade. Has it got bits in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd go marmalade. I wouldn't be happy, though.
You're a shredhead and not a shredless wonder.
Oh, what is this now?
When it comes to marmalade.
Are you a shredhead?
A shredhead.
Are you a shredhead or a shredless wonder?
Oh, a shredhead. Oh, dear me.
Do you remember that? When they did that advertising campaign?
No.
For a while with this brand of marmalade, and it was if you were a shredhead or a shredless wonder.
No, I don't remember.
Well, they came out with marmalade with the bits in, marmalade without the bits in, and you were either a shredhead or a shredless wonder.
This is awful.
Take your hand away from your eyes.
How often do you do this?
Well, it goes out once a week, but
once a week. Can't believe it's just about food.
Your starter, Diane.
Yeah. Oh right. So first thing, I don't believe in starters.
Oh no.
I never have a starter. What is the point in starters?
Yes.
Just give me my main meal. What is the point of a starter?
Well, how about a bonus mini main before the main?
No.
Yes, Diane.
Pointless.
Captain,
it's just my
captain.
It's just more ways of getting money out of you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a swizz. It's a swizz.
You can't. Yeah.
Do you want a smaller meal before the meal you actually want? No.
You're the one who's just eating marmalade on a poppadom.
Yeah, to be fair, that was weird.
You forced me into it, though. I didn't actually want it.
You said you were a shredhead, and you ate the whole poppadom with all the marmalade on it.
So, anyway, no starter for me, thank you.
It's another pass.
What do you mean, another?
Greg Davis did this.
Did he?
Also, here's what might interest you, because I'm getting the heebie-jeebies now. You might be able to see I've got goosebumps and my hairs are standing on end. Greg Davis chose poppadoms. Greg Davis said that his favourite thing to have problems with was lime pickle, and that he loves lime pickle to the extent that he complained that his local curry house has stopped doing lime pickle and they put it back on the menu and called it Greg's Pickle afterwards, after the podcast had gone out. And he also said pass on the starter.
Yes.
He's the only person to have done that. You are the second person to have done it.
Yes.
And you like the lime pickle, but this is very exciting.
That's amazing. I think we really get on.
What do you do, though, on a night, if you're eating out with people and everyone else orders a starter, what do you do?
Don't have a starter.
So you just sit there while everyone else eats their starter?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you like that, Ed?
I try and persuade them not to have a starter.
Oh, you're the worst.
Diane doesn't have to worry about passing the starter and everyone else having their starter. She'll be chatting to Greg Davis. They're both not having starters together. Probably splitting a jar of lime pickle together.
But has there ever been a starter on a menu that you've thought, oh, actually?
Yeah, I have. Actually, sometimes the starters are nicer than the mains, aren't they? So I'll have two starters instead of the main.
What is this? It absolutely flipped around.
No, yeah. I thought I'd flipped her around, and then she came back and said she'd have two starters instead of a main.
Oh, that, you do your own kind of like impromptu tapas. You change the restaurant.
Yeah, I won't be sort of, you know, pushed into having a starter.
Am I right in thinking we are just pass on the start and going straight to the main course?
Yes.
So disappointing.
Don't you think it's the way that life's going now, isn't it? Everyone's getting so greedy for stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's not funny, Ed. It's not. It's the way that life is going.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like after World War II.
Yes.
You know, after all that rationing, people were grateful for anything.
Yeah.
Now people just want more of everything.
Yeah.
So is that why you're trying to put rationing into your dream meal?
No, I don't need to. It just feels natural to me not to have a starter.
Because we can set this meal at any time in history. Do you want to have it directly after World War II?
Well, this is the thing, because, like, we'd have to get on to my main.
Tell us what this main is.
Well, the main is curry. I love curry. It'd be curry. Yeah. So I don't know how good they were doing curries in this country after the Second World War, whether you could get a really good curry back then.
Well, because we've got the genie waiter, we can put the meal just after the Second World War, but he can then travel to now and get the curry and bring it back in time, and it won't affect the flavour of the curry or anything.
Right. Oh, great. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
Headed to Gaylord?
Yes. Could go to Gaylord, yeah. Or we could go to Kerala in India.
You been there?
Yes. Yeah, I have.
Tell us about it. When? Why? When and why?
Southern India. It's the very tip of India. I went there because I was doing it was decades ago, I was doing an advert for a chain of hotels in India. It was the jammiest job. All I had to do was sort of walk down a staircase into a hotel. That was my day done. I could just go off then and just lie on the beach or whatever.
Wow.
It was great.
Was anyone else in it?
Yeah, one other girl was in it.
Did she have to go up the
stairs? The food was incredible. Like the fruit in India actually tastes of things rather than just water.
Sure.
It tasted like, I was going to say opal fruits then. What are they called now? Starburst.
Good touchstone though for a fruit flavour.
It's weird, isn't it, opal fruits? Like, you know, at the meeting for thinking up sweet names.
Was it even... What
should we call them? Opal fruits. What?
You know, one person came up with opals and one person just wanted to call them fruits.
Why opals, though? Oh, because of the colours.
Because of the colours,
Little opals. There was one person at our table who said starburst and everyone shouted them down and they were like, okay. And then they thought in their head, one day you'll all be dead.
Yeah. What's the other one?
Then I'll have my time.
Marathon Snickers. Snickers is weird.
Cocoa Pops. Choco Krispies.
Choco Krispies. All right.
It changed briefly, Cocoa Pops to Choco Krispies, and everyone absolutely kicked off. And then Kellogg's just went back on it and just went, okay, fine, Cocoa Pops again. Also, for a while, there was those...
this is like a weird dream.
Banana. Do you remember those banana ones?
No.
Banana fruits.
No, Rice Krispies that were kind of banana flavour, and they turned into banana milk.
No.
Banana milkshake.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
It was. It didn't last very long. They came out. I was a little kid. I got more excited than I've ever got about eating a cereal, seeing the adverts. We went and got it. I loved it. It easily became my favourite cereal. And then as soon as they came, they were gone again, because no one else liked them except for me. But I love them. I love bananas. I love banana milkshakes. And I love Rice Krispies.
Will you have a bruised one?
Depends.
Like how bruised will you go? I'll still eat it.
I won't go blackened. I'll go a light brown or a grey.
Grey?
Yeah, well, you know. A greyy bruise.
All right. But yeah.
You wouldn't go, I've never seen a fully grey banana.
No. But a little, you know, sometimes I got that little, like, light grey kind of bruising. It's going to be black later on, you know?
Yeah, you'll go with one of those.
Yeah, I'll go for, like, very surface level bruising, but nothing that's gone into the flesh. And I know that's, like...
You go for, like, just, like, physical bruises. You wouldn't eat an emotionally damaged banana.
No, not a properly emotionally damaged banana.
When they're mushy, though, they're horrible, aren't they?
I had a mushy one last night and I put it on the... No, but I put it in some foil, put a bit of rum, sugar and a bit of butter in it and then put it on the barbecue.
Oh, can of lilt with that?
No, it was tropical enough already.
What happened to it?
It goes softer and like really, really sweet and sort of stews it a little bit. But bananas on the barbecue. That's my that's my hot tip.
Right.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Ed got a barbecue because it was dressed like his girlfriend.
I bought a barbecue, Diane, and it's red.
Like his fiance.
And James has decided that the barbecue looks like my fiance.
You told me.
What does your fiance?
That you got it because so that you told me that she. Oh no, that was it. She got a bicycle.
She
to
got
match
a bicycle
an outfit.
To match an outfit to it. Was my suspicion, and then I bought a red barbecue, and you said I bought a barbecue to match to my fiance's outfit.
Yes. That's true. That's what he did.
That's not true.
I don't know what
he
to
got
say.
It, and he kisses it.
I did kiss at night time. I did kiss the barbecue because it's so nice.
He does love it. He loves it so much. He's always using it. Every time he texts me, he's using the barbecue these days. Even when it was raining once, he said the barbecue out on the patio cooking something while he was sheltering inside and looking out the window at the barbecue because it's so. Yeah. It's got this like dome on it. It gets big covering and it can just carry on. He's always cooking something on the barbecue.
You'll get over that.
Do you think
you'll
we're having
grow
enough...
out of that? Yeah,
I'm
been
not
like
sure.
2 months.
No, it'll take a few years. Yeah, but you don't have too much charred stuff. It's bad for you, you know.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's really bad for you.
Oh boy,
I'm not charring stuff though.
Have you got a slow cooker?
Used to, but we didn't use it enough.
Oh, they're amazing. One of my best purchases, the slow cooker.
Yeah.
Yeah, after the robot Hoover.
Ever get them mixed up?
Nope.
Guess what? I've been charring, Diane. You have 3 guesses.
Charring.
During lockdown, I've really got into charring something in particular.
Apples. Charred apples.
Wrong.
Charred. Is it a meat? Charred
it's not,
chicken.
It's not a meat. It's not a meat.
Charred. I've got one more guess.
One more guess.
Charred peaches.
Wrong.
Oh, good guess.
What is it?
Can I have a guess?
Yeah.
Onion.
No.
What is it?
Leeks.
Charred leeks.
Nice.
I've been charring the leeks and they're creamy.
Oh.
Divine.
How'd you do that then?
You just literally chop them up into like nice bite-sized pieces, put them on the grill in the oven, get them nice and black, flip them over. It's the easiest thing in the world. Oh, you should also put white wine vinegar on them and stuff like that.
Right,
that makes them real, real creamy, creamalicious.
Yeah.
You've done really well. You've really got into cooking during lockdown. I'm really impressed with you, mate.
Thank you, Ed. I've got a bunch of stuff that I've got a few go-to meals during lockdown. Have you had some go-to meals, Diane, that you've like consistently, that it's become a regular lockdown dish?
No, well, I haven't been cooking much. The boyfriend's been cooking.
Well,
he's a really good cook and he's been doing all kinds of stuff.
Is he a chump?
Chump.
Is he a big old chump? You've convinced him to cook all your meals for you. Is this guy a chump?
No, it's just nice.
What is his best dish? What's the one that you always hope? I hope he cooks that again.
He's going to be really sad if he hears.
He'll be so sad if he hears this.
Probably one with like ricotta cheese, roast tomatoes, and spelt pasta. With garlic and lemon. Sounds very simple. It's absolutely delicious.
It sounds good, though. That sounds amazing.
I'm trying to be more vegetarian.
How's it going?
It's going quite well. I don't miss red meat at all. So I'll have a bit of chicken occasionally and a bit of fish, but that's it.
I think I'd miss red meat if I... You're not supposed to have it at all, really, are you, health-wise?
Doesn't feel right. The less I have it, the more I think it feels a bit wrong now.
Sure.
It's like when I stopped drinking cow's milk. I stopped drinking cow's milk because I had acne. I had a face like it was covered.
Yeah.
And someone said to me, stop drinking cow's milk. And I was like, bollocks. And I carried on for a few years. And then someone else said it to me.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, I'll give it a go. Within 3 days, my face had completely cleared up.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Sounds like you were allergic.
No, I think... The human body is not meant. It's not made to digest cow's milk. It's just not. That's why we're not even like cats, and can't digest it.
Mm.
So now I have like oat milk. Oat milk. I bloody love oat milk.
If you give a cat cow's milk, does it get spotty?
I don't know, because it's because of the fur. Maybe under the fur.
Just covered in spots underneath the fur.
Yeah.
Poor old cats.
I'm an oat milker these days.
Yeah, oat milk's lovely.
I pour it in the velvetizer.
The what?
Yeah, good question. James has bought something called a velvetizer. Carry on, James.
Velvetizer?
Yep. Guess what I'm making the velvetizer?
Smoothie?
Hot chocolate.
Talk us through it, James.
Is this a real thing, or is it? Have you given it a name,
thing.
Velvetizer?
It's a real
can
thing.
Can I go on Amazon now and look at velvetizer?
Yeah,
and
you can look at a velvetizer, and that will come up. Yeah, it will come up. I pour in the milk up to the line, and then I put in the sachet of whatever chocolate it is. It's not a chocolate powder. It's like proper chocolate all broken up. And then I press the old button, and it makes it velvety smooth.
How many hot chocolates are you having a week, James, now you've got the velvetizer?
When I first got it, 7.
And how many weeks was that?
Oh, my God.
Probably first 2 weeks I'd have one a night. So I wanted to get through all the different flavours in the box.
It's £100.
Well, it was a gift, so that person's been absolutely rumbled.
Hot chocolate velvetizer. This one's copper, though. Is yours copper?
No, it's not copper. Bloody good, though.
Is yours white or charcoal?
It's not white. It's probably charcoal. I can get it if you like.
Yeah, you've got the charcoal one.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
I believe you.
This is the dream of
go get it, James.
Take advantage of it.
Have a look at some of the reviews. It's got loads of reviews.
Oh, yeah, that's charcoal. That's charcoal. That's charcoal.
Yeah, that's charcoal.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Side dish, Diane.
Well, if it's an Indian, then I'll have like a sagaloo or sag paneer. But if it's not an Indian meal, I will never have a side dish because it falls into my starter thing.
Yeah, I thought I was expecting this.
Extraneous. Do you know what I
mean? 100%.
It's just another way of getting money out of you. It's like when they say your table's not ready yet. Come and sit at the bar and have a drink.
Now,
getting more money out of you.
The getting money out of your thing, I'm going to say that I don't agree with that, because I would say that, like, whenever you book a flight and whatever, and then they charge you, and it seems cheap, and then they go, oh, actually, it's this much to bring luggage on, and this much for your seat, and it's, like, actually a trick. And that's getting more money out of you and being sneaky.
Yeah.
With this, I think they are very much just going, there's loads of different food that we do, they all cost money, and you can have it or not. I don't think it's a sneaky way of getting more money out of you.
What about small plates? That's another thing I hate.
Lovely.
Small plates.
Then you get lots of different tastes.
And they say to you, we recommend you choose 38 plates per person. Yeah. Surely that's too much.
Yes.
No, you'll need 38 plates each. And then they bring it and it's too much.
38 is definitely too much.
Yeah.
So you've ordered, within your curry main, are you saying there's rice and stuff with that
rice,
anyway?
A rice and a side.
Are we counting that as your side dish then? Or is
what, the rice
part of the curry?
No, rice is part of the curry, surely. Isn't it?
Yeah, but not in a restaurant. In a curry restaurant, you'd order the curry and then you'd have to order the rice as a side.
All right, I'll have the rice as my side then.
You see, I would say that is a way of getting more money out of you, the whole rice thing.
Yeah, it is. It should be part of the meal, shouldn't it?
Yeah, should be.
But if you hadn't ordered, let's just get this straight. If you hadn't ordered curry as your main in the dream restaurant, you would have passed on the side dish as well as the starter.
Yes. It's not funny, Ed.
It is funny.
It's not. This is the way life should be. No starter, no side dish. Just have a meal and have fun.
But a meal should be an event, Diane. It should be a wonderful way of getting lots of different tastes.
Well, it can be an event without, you know, having millions of plates.
Is it the amount of plates that worries you, or the amount of food?
It's the amount of food, the waste.
Do you get full very easily? Are you?
Yes, I do. I've got a stomach like a walnut. Yeah, I have. I need little and often.
Right.
Like if I don't eat every 4 hours, I get faint and like I'm gonna pass out.
If you eat one raisin, then you're
if
fine.
If I eat raisin, I'm like, oh, I'm fine now. Yeah.
So I think we're getting to the bottom of this.
Maybe that's something to do with it, yeah.
Yeah, I think if you don't like starters, you don't like sides because you get full very easily.
Yeah, if I have a starter, I'm full.
Yeah.
I want to go home.
But that doesn't mean people who don't get full easily are bad people, Diane, you know?
Well, I'm not going to stop them, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they will have to cope with me sitting opposite them, not eating.
Would you like your main course brought to you in tiny bowls over separate 4-hour periods?
I'd like it brought to me by little chimps in dinner jackets.
Right, okay, well, that's obviously...
I've always thought they should have a restaurant like that where the waiters are little monkeys in suits and they bring you your meals.
You would like that?
That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
It would be chaos, I think.
I'd be worried
that the
food wasn't very hygienic.
You know, you just give your order to the monkey in a little note and then he takes it to the kitchen, gets a treat.
Yeah.
And then
the monkey gets a treat?
Yeah.
Who's cooking? Is a monkey cooking it as well?
No, I don't think the monkey should cook it. They're just waiters.
Right, okay. Yeah, you don't want a monkey cooking it. Because, I mean, you probably tell a monkey chef that you didn't want a starter or a side, and then he gets offended. He'd come out and rip your face off.
Exactly, yeah.
Also, here's a question about your main course. Sorry to go back. Do you want all the different elements arranged in a demi-clock?
A demi-clock?
Yes.
If I've just got, like, a curry and rice, am I going to do a demi-clock?
With all the separate grains of rice?
I don't know how many things we're getting for this curry. I thought you were having, like, sagaloo.
Oh, yeah, there's the sagaloo. Yeah, all right, I'll have a demi clock.
Yeah.
Perfect. Is it sagaloo rather than sag paneer as your side and you're having rice included with the main curry?
I'd either go paneer or a loo, depending on how I felt.
The demi clock, though.
Whatever. You can put them however you like on the table. I'll move them anyway.
And sag paneer. Well, what kind of pattern are you going to move them into?
I'll just bring them in.
How close is your main plate, and then how close are the other plates to that plate? How are you positioning that so it's like...
So the main one's comfortable like in front of me, closest.
Yeah, straight in front of you.
The side dish is sort of just to my right, just within hand's reach.
Uh-huh.
Sort of like 1 o'clock to the dinner plate.
Yes.
And then the drink is 11 o'clock to the left of my dinner plate.
Perfect. The Mickey Mouse affair.
Yeah.
What is this drink going to be?
Well, if it's India, it's going to be a cobra, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yes, cobra beer. The best.
Oh, I'm loving it.
Yes.
I love cobra so much.
Me too.
A big bottle or a draft?
Oh, depends who else is there. If it's a big bottle, I'll probably share it, because I'm not a huge drinker.
What about a Cobra Shandy?
Mm. Yeah, I'd have a Cobra Shandy. I bet that's delicious. Or even Ice Cobra. You know, like an Ice Lolly Cobra.
Does that exist?
No, but it should do, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Right, that's your drink then, a Cobra frozen into an ice lolly.
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Actually, no, I wouldn't like that because it'll hurt my teeth. I've got very sensitive teeth.
Because of all the oat milk you drink?
Don't know what it is. I think I've just got very porous teeth.
Porous? What,
so you think your teeth soak in that you drink?
You've got your teeth have got pores, they've got holes in them. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
I used to be a dental nurse.
Did you?
Yeah.
So when you eat and drink stuff, your teeth suck it all up?
Yeah, that's why if you have loads of red wine, you get sort of pink teeth. Because the like, tiny holes in your teeth sucked in.
Oh, no.
And the less enamel you've got on your teeth, the more your teeth will change colour.
Wow. How long were you in the dental biz for?
About 2 or 3 years.
Can you remember the name of the person who had the worst teeth?
No, I can't, but I know we sent him to hospital.
Yeah.
Because he was frightened of going to the dentist, so he did his own teeth with a soldering iron. And copper sulfate, and it had gone green with verdigris. Is it called verdigris? Verdigris. You know when it goes a sort of greeny blue colour? Copper.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we couldn't do anything. We had to just send him to hospital.
How old was he? Did he come in for
old?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably like early 50s, I imagine.
Did he come in for a regular checkup, or was it an emergency appointment?
No, he never goes to the dentist. He hated going to the dentist. This is why he'd done it himself.
Yeah.
And he was desperate now, so he came to the dentist, but we couldn't help him. It was too late. I mean, he didn't die. We just sent him to hospital. There was a lot of men that came in that would cry.
Did you love it?
No, I didn't love it. I hated it.
Oh.
Was that your last job before you got into comedy?
No, I did that before I went to drama school.
Before you met Octopus?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So you'd already seen the man with the copper teeth.
Yeah, tell you what, it's been a roller coaster, my life.
No wonder you don't want to eat too much. Every time you try and eat, you've got all these horrible memories to draw on. Make you feel sick.
Yeah.
Old green teeth and octopus jar.
Yeah.
So you're having a cobra for your drink?
I'm having a cobra, I think, because it's an Indian.
Yeah.
If it wasn't an Indian, I probably wouldn't have a cobra. I'd probably have... Like I say, I'm not a drinker, so...
Yeah.
My go-to drinks are either sherry, a snowball, which is advocaat and lemonade.
Yeah.
Or peach schnapps and lemonade.
What about your non-alcoholic drinks? What are you...
Tea.
Cup of tea.
I love a cup of tea. I like a coffee. I love a coffee.
It's really interesting what you were talking about, the Second World War and all of that with connected to food. Because when you talk about food, Diane, you've really got a vibe of maybe someone in their 80s or 90s, I'd say.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I've got a touch of the old man about me.
I don't want to eat too much. I like a snowball, a sherry. It's all, that's the tastes.
I know this, yeah. I like, when I was at drama school, I had a cheese sandwich every day for 3 years. And it was just butter, cheese, bread.
Yeah.
And a cup of tea. That was it. I loved it.
You loved it?
I loved it. I didn't get sick of it.
What kind of bread was it? White bread?
It was actually a baguette. Like
well,
a roll, that you know, a long baguette nice cut butter. In half.
Yeah.
Cheddar, loads of butter, salted butter, obviously. Delicious. Cup of tea. You can't get better than that.
What, did you used to look forward to that, or were you bored of it?
Yeah, I did. Lunch curves,
every day for 3 years?
My cheese baguette.
Did other people notice and point it out?
Yeah, I didn't notice until someone else... it was one of the women who worked in the canteen.
Yeah.
She'd say, cheese baguette again, Diane? I said, yes, please. She said, you love a cheese baguette, don't you? So, yeah, I do. Not having anything different? No. Why would I have something different? I know I like cheese baguettes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... I've been waiting all morning for my lunch. I'm not going to risk having, like, something that's possibly going to be disgusting.
Do you think they hired, like, staff at the drama school who specifically were, like, characters that the students could do an impression of in later life?
Yeah, they were lovely. Like, I hate a sandwich that's got lots of stuff in it. You know, like peri-peri sauce and all that shit. Just give me a fucking corned beef sandwich or a bit of cheese.
I've never met someone who doesn't like peri-peri.
Just unnecessary.
Yeah.
So you like a sandwich to do what it says on the tin, right? If someone says, do you want a cheese sandwich, you don't want anything apart from cheese, butter and bread.
Anything extraneous, no. There's no need.
What would you do if you asked me for a cheese sandwich and I brought you a cheese sandwich and I'd put mustard in it? What would you do?
Oh, yeah. God. I'd say, sorry, I can't eat this.
Yeah.
Did I ask for mustard?
No, but, it's just to add a bit
that's
of flavour.
Mustard and cheese. That's weird.
Delicious. Mustard and cheese.
What if Ed bought you a cheese sandwich and, because he's heard you're a bit of a shredhead, he put in the marmalade as well?
Probably saw it across the room.
But you're a shredhead, though. We come to the dessert. I already know that I'm in safe hands here. I know that we're not going to go cheese board. To be fair, I would actually laugh if Diane passed on this course.
But I'm not sure she is going to pass on this course, but I have a feeling it might be something just like an apple.
Yeah, it might be some wartime.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
Dessert.
All right, here we go.
Because I go... Tiramisu.
It's the most old man.
Tiramisu is lovely.
It is lovely.
What's better,
but...
tell me, what is better than tiramisu? What is better than tiramisu?
Like,
just answer me, what is better than tiramisu? What's better than tiramisu? Ice cream. I've explained about my teeth. Next question. What is better than tiramisu if you've got porous teeth?
But well, pie?
Hang on, tiramisu's got coffee in it. Is that your teeth not going to suck up the coffee and make them black?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to have that much that's going to make my teeth brown.
This is a thing. People who like tiramisu are adamant it is the best dessert ever.
It is the best.
So, I like tiramisu, but anyone who it's their favourite dessert, most people, they've got a favourite dessert and they accept the fact that everyone's got different favourite desserts. If your favourite dessert is a tiramisu, you are convinced this is gospel.
Yeah.
There is no other better.
It's like
dessert.
People who like Oasis.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've talked about many desserts on this podcast that we've had at different places that we like. I do love tiramisu.
Do you like a melt-in-the-middle pudding?
I do like a melt-in-the-middle pudding. I like cheesecakes. I like cakes. I like gâteau. I like those sticky, fudgy, brownie kind of stuff.
Yeah. I can't think of a dessert I don't like.
Yeah, it's quite difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cheese and biscuits. That's
not a dessert.
Not dessert.
It's on the dessert menu.
No, you're outvoted here, mate.
Yeah,
outvoted. How does it feel?
Well, here's how I feel. I don't like tiramisu. I think it's a bad dessert. There's no variance of texture. I think a lot of the time they use completely flavourless cream. I think the only thing working is the biscuits, but then they're soaked in coffee, so you take away any texture that they once had. I think normally I'd say it's an old-fashioned dessert, Diane, but in the context of your menu, it's practically futuristic.
Sounds to me like you've had a rubbish no-frills tiramisu.
Yeah, possibly. Mm. I will admit that.
Where's the best tiramisu you've ever had, Diane?
Good question, James. It was a theatre restaurant called... What's it called, that theatre? The Chocolate Factory.
The Meunier.
The Meunier Chocolate Factory restaurant.
London Bridge.
Their tiramisu. It was quite a few years ago now, but it blew my mind. I thought, this is the best dessert I've ever had. It was absolutely delicious. I couldn't believe it.
Who were you with?
I was there with my then boyfriend and three other people and we'd come to see this girl who was in a play. I can't remember what the play was.
Uh-huh.
But it was like we had to go and see it because she was in the play. It wasn't like, I've got to see this play.
Sure. Did you say out loud to everyone that you were with?
Yeah, I did. It's lovely. I hope they still do it. I hope it's still on the menu.
I think a lot of theatres are struggling at the moment, but a lot of theatres don't have that tiramisu
back on the menu and watch the people roll in.
In this time of coronavirus, we've all got to pivot and try and find new ways of bringing in revenue, and it seems like the Meunier needs to just turn into a big tiramisu restaurant.
Yes. I mean, it's called the Chocolate Factory. It's got a bit of chocolate on top of it, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of chocolate on top of a tiramisu.
A dusting.
Yeah, just to lure you in.
Yeah.
I will admit that I might have just had bad tiramisus in the past and I will keep going
out there
and trying.
If you're ever in there, try it.
I will.
And let me know what you think, because it's...
Did you have the tiramisu before you saw the play or after you saw the play?
Mm.
I've got a feeling it was before.
So were you thinking about the tiramisu all the way through watching the play?
Yeah. Yeah, it got me through it, actually.
Yeah. I'd say I've never had a tiramisu I haven't liked, but I've also...
I've had poor ones, like...
I also would rarely order one.
Right, yeah. I've had very sort of below par ones from supermarkets in a sort of plastic pot.
Christ, you've really come alive during this course as well. I can tell that this is your favourite. This is absolutely, very much a dessert
not
person.
Not my block off.
Okay.
Let's hear the menu, James.
Yep, I'm going to read back your menu to you, Diane. See how you feel about it.
Okay.
You would like still water.
Yes.
Poppadoms or bread, you chose poppadoms with just lime pickle. And you also asked for some shredded marmalade.
No, I'll take that off.
You insisted that you were a shredhead.
That was Ed, he pushed me into it. I don't want...
I've got written down here that you insisted to be referred to as a shredhead. Starter, pass.
Absolutely disgraceful. Yes. I can't believe we've had another pass on starter.
Happy about that.
Main course, curry, unspecific, with rice. Also unspecific, but like at the start of it, you said that you like
chicken booner. I'd usually go chicken booner or chicken jalfrezi.
I agree with you on jalfrezi. I'm crazy for jalfrezi.
Yeah, it's great.
Crazy for the frezi.
Yeah.
Mm.
Side dish, sagaloo / paneer. Couldn't really make your mind up, but it'd be at the 1 o'clock on the demi clock.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Drink cobra beer all the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bracket share with the waiter.
Share with the waiter.
Yeah. No. Got written here that
is this
you
the
would
monkey
also...
waiter? No. In the dinner jacket.
Genie waiter, you would give
oh,
him...
Oh, right, you, right. Oh, I forgot about also, you were a genie waiter.
You can turn yourself into a monkey in a dinner jacket, can't you?
Yes.
Yes?
Do you want me to be a monkey in a dinner jacket for this
Yes, moment? Please. One of the PG Tips monkeys, you know.
Absolutely. Dessert, tiramisu from the Minier Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
How are you feeling about that? You're not too full, I hope?
I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that.
Are you happy?
Yeah, that's bob on.
Are you happy, James? Because you look worried, James.
Yeah, well, the whole thing seemed normal at the time, but reading it back, it does seem weird.
I actually don't think it is weird at all, because what Diane's done, which a lot of people don't do, and this is all credit to you, Diane, is you've got a consistent meal, really. Because a lot of people will pick, like, they might pick poppadoms and then not have a curry, or they might pick a curry and then have a side dish that doesn't go with a curry. Because
well, the only thing that doesn't fit in is the tiramisu now, isn't it?
Yeah, but I could imagine that being a dessert in a curry house.
Well, it's Italian, though.
I know, but I could imagine a curry house with a tiramisu maybe on a dessert trolley or something.
It shouldn't be in there. Shouldn't be in there.
Are you changing your mind? Are you going to pass on dessert?
Well, you see, if I'm in a curry house, I don't really go for that. Puddings.
Yeah.
But so you wouldn't have a pudding at all?
I had... What's that chain of Indian restaurants? Dishoom. They do a nice sort of rice pudding dessert. I don't normally go for rice pudding,
You've had rice with the curry.
Yes, a lot of rice. Yeah. That's fine. There's no rules, is there? Yeah.
No
rules. Don't have as much rice as you want.
So you're going to stick with the tiramisu, or are you going to go with the rice pudding?
No, I'm going to stick with the tiramisu.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think that's a good decision. Yeah. There we go. You feel satisfied with that meal? You're happy with it?
I do. It's great. Yeah. Thank you. Well,
thank you very much. Thanks for coming to the Dream Restaurant.
Thanks for having me.
Do you have a message for all the other shredheads out there before we go? Just a message of solidarity.
Not a shredhead. You forced me into that.
But just for you know,
shouldn't
you
we
might
go out with a bang or something? Is this the end of it now?
Well, I thought the bang we could go out on
is
you could give her like an inspiring speech to all the shredheads, so that could be a nice bang to go out on.
I prefer Marmite to marmalade.
And that's the bang. There we go. Thank you very much, Diane.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there we have it. The off-menu menu of Diane Morgan.
Well, are we?
I mean, pretty much straight away, I was like, I'm not sure she wants to be in the restaurant.
Which was nice. Too many people want to be in the Dream.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's good to vary it up. Yes. She took us to task on everything.
Absolutely.
She wasn't taking any bullshit. We weren't going to force her into having a starter. She wasn't having that.
She captured my heart. She didn't want the starter. She hates cheese and biscuits for dessert.
Yeah, it's
my kind of person. I was delighted.
Look, I mean, it was very clear that me and Diane operate on different planes when it comes to food. But you know what? I still enjoyed having her at the restaurant.
And
it
even
was a lot of fun.
She absolutely loved rice and kept on putting rice with everything. She did not choose rice paper. So
Thank God.
Flew a bit close to the sun there, Diane, but we survived.
I think if she had said rice paper and we'd asked her to leave the restaurant, she would have been the only guest completely happy to leave straight away. She wouldn't have even questioned that. She would have gone, all right, and shut her computer.
Either that, or I think she would have got angry with us and demanded to speak to the manager.
Yeah, that's true. And then we would have had to get the Great Bonito on.
Yeah, we would have got the Great Bonito on, and then there'd be a TripAdvisor review about us from Diane saying how awful it was and how angry she was for getting kicked out for ordering rice paper and I should eat whatever I like.
I felt like she likes tiramisu. She liked tiramisu so much.
Yes.
That she skipped the starter to make the tiramisu happen quicker.
Yeah. She really wanted to, what she didn't count on was that it doesn't matter if she skips a course, we're still going to ask her for ages about the difference between preserves and if she's a shred head or not. So, you know, she didn't bank on the fact that it doesn't matter if you skip a course, we will talk about it for ages anyway.
Yeah, she did. You're right. She did not bank on the fact that we're absolute idiots.
Yeah.
But anyway, a brilliant episode. Diane's new show, Mandy, is on BBC Two very soon. So keep an eye out for that. It is bound to be brilliant. Me and James are doing this.
Yeah, pretty much just doing this. Oh, I've also got a podcast called James Acaster's Perfect Sounds about music from 2016. Best year for music of all time.
Oh, and I've also got a music podcast available. The full series is available on Spotify. It's called Lifers. It's about heavy metal. I got to meet some of my heroes.
I love the fact that we both have music podcasts, Ed.
Me too.
It's so great. People can listen to Off Menu about food and then listen to our music podcast afterwards while they're maybe eating a meal. And then, you know, have some music on in the background while listening to Off Menu.
I wouldn't advise that necessarily.
Well, I don't know. A little bit of a just throwing it out there.
Oh, leave us a review on iTunes. Why not go and sling us 5 stars? Leave us a review. It just helps with the chart position and stuff.
I want to be number one on TripAdvisor with the Dream Restaurant. So if someone out there on the internet can figure out how to get the Dream Restaurant onto TripAdvisor, and then if all the people who listen to this podcast can go onto TripAdvisor and give the Dream Restaurant great reviews, that would be my dream, to dominate TripAdvisor.
I think you need like an official address maybe and some pictures of the restaurants to get onto TripAdvisor.
Heaven.
No, but that's not an official address. Maybe like Big Ben or something.
Yeah, okay.
Top of Big Ben.
Yeah, magical.
Because that's the closest, that's scientifically the closest to heaven a human can get.
It is. The closest that any human can get to heaven is the top of Big Ben.
Yes.
So please, someone, figure out how to do that. We'll be forever in your debt. Well, we
thank won't. You very much. So don't forget, your task as listeners, leave a review on iTunes, 5 stars. Thank you very much. Tell your friends about this podcast. Follow us on Twitter, at Off Menu Official, Instagram the same. And then also set up the Dream Restaurant on TripAdvisor. Yeah. And the location is the top of Big Ben. And give it 5 stars. Thank you very much
very
for listening.
Very dangerous for Ed being at the top of Big Ben, isn't it? Because it's close to the scene of the crime.
Do you mean the Thames?
Yes.
Yes.
You might tumble off of the top of Big Ben.
Now, I enjoy this joke. I do enjoy the joke about the Thames. It's a lot of fun. Sometimes, though, when I'm, you know, occasionally I might, I help out with some diabetic charities or diabetes activism. Mm. And I'll post like quite a serious thing. The first 5 responses I always get are, well, then you shouldn't have fallen in the Thames.
Mm. I don't agree with that. I don't think people should be posting.
Well,
that
I don't. Well, you say you don't agree with it, but your face would suggest you absolutely agree with it.
I think it's slightly funny, but not. I wouldn't do it myself.
No, well, because you don't have social media. Luckily, you have. You've basically set a load of people on to do it themselves.
Yes, I mean, I don't think they should be blaming you, saying you shouldn't have fallen in the Thames.
And that's very much the attitude. Is why did you fall in the Thames if you didn't want diabetes?
Well. I guess everyone's learning at different paces and speeds and stuff. They're just like educating themselves slowly.
Yeah.
But sorry that you have to be on the receiving end of that. But I'm just saying, maybe don't go to the top of Big Ben.
But so you're worried that I'll go to the top of Big Ben and fall into the...
Again, yes.
How will I fall into the Thames from the top of Big Ben?
It's quite near to the Thames, isn't it?
It's not. You can't fall into it from the Thames, though. It's not...
What if a gust caught you?
But it'd have to be a big old gust, mate.
Yeah, it would blow you into the Thames. It's pretty close.
Thank you very much for listening. We will see you again next week.
Goodbye.
Hello, my name's Rob Orton, and I do the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. The Rob Orton Daily Podcast is a daily podcast that is quite short. Some are 2 minutes long, some are 10 minutes long, and they are stories and poems, and basically all the thoughts I've ever had that I like enough to want to share with people. And the Rob Orton Podcast is available on Apple, Acast, Spotify, all the other places where you normally get your podcasts. And on social media, it is at Rob Orton Podcast. Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah, if people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.